Live Forever. This song originated through love for my cat, Kazoo. Sometimes, as she and I were falling asleep, she would curl up and stare at me affectionately. I would pet the top of her head gently, and both of us knew that it was a good moment. Sometimes I would say to her, "Live forever, Kazoo." My words were only semi-serious, of course, but truthful. When something is incredibly pleasurable, we often want it to last. I think it's great that we can imagine all sorts of things lasting forever because it shows how beautiful or important our world can be to us. Relatedly, I've noticed that we take practical actions to make things last longer. For example, we humans tend to build gravestones out of very hard rock, and then we protect the land around them legally. The idea is that the gravestones will last a heck of a lot longer thanks to our deliberate actions. As we return to the topic of this song, my request to the people speaking in the production was to declare a person's or a pet's name whose memory they wanted to live forever. I believe that declaring any name is a deliberate action that can give the name some staying power. It can also allow influence from the past to grow even bigger than it may have been before. Learning or knowing anything about anybody from the past can work this way. Think about Copernicus. We have been carrying his name forward for almost 500 years. I regularly hear his name quoted as somebody who dramatically advanced astronomy and science. Through him, we still learn today about the importance of the scientific method and the importance of sometimes having to upset the metaphorical apple cart. Now forget about Copernicus for a few moments. If we remember people or creatures that were important only to us, then we have the option to carry their past influence forward. Saying their names out loud gives us a little physiological experience, and I'm just talking about using our vocal cords, which we can easily argue is way more measurable than just thinking about their names. The mind by itself can be quiet and unshared, so why not take the goodness we have in our heads and share it with others? I'd like you to think about somebody or a pet from your past who died, but who affected you positively. They may not have proven that the Earth revolves around the Sun like Copernicus did, but they probably said or did things or behaved in a way that generated admiration from you. If I ever speak about my grandmother, for example, it's usually about the best stuff I learned from her. I know that somebody listening to me talk about her can benefit a little bit, while my grandmother's effect lives on in a very small way. For your interest, when I asked my volunteer respondents for names to record in this song, I was surprised by how more frequently the respondents offered pet names instead of human names. To me, this meant that people are either less shy about sharing a pet's name, or perhaps the unconditional love that a pet tends to give us is something very important to share. If you happen to see me play this song live, I hope that you can share a name. There is value in carrying forward something good from the past.